Orla Perik Aleph, Mishnah Ches 1:8. We just finished saying that the other parts of the tree, that's a Orla tree, besides for the fruits, are not restricted as Orla. But now we will say that the parts of the less than ideal fruit, or parts of the secondary parts of the fruit, or parts of the shomer that protect the fruit, those are considered to be included in the restrictions of Orla in those first 3 years. So it says here, ha'an kol klos, these are grapes that didn't make it to full ripeness before they got ruined by the wind, let's say. So they didn't fall off necessarily, but their growth was stunted, they never ripened properly. So they're not proper grapes, still they're grapes, and therefore we'll see they are restricted as Orla in the first 3 years. V'chartzanim, a chartzan is a grape seed. So after you press the grapes, you're left with the seeds. Those seeds remain forbidden as a part of the fruit. V'hazagim, zagim are the grape skins that are left behind after you press the grapes to make the wine. V'hatemid shelahem, and the same goes if you make a secondary, it's something called temid, which is like sort of a second class, a second degree, you know, poor quality wine. What you do is you take water and you soak it in the leftovers. It could be like the grape seeds or the grape skins, etc. It could be if you, the ankoklos, that you and those poor quality grapes. You soak water in that, and then you get absorb the fluids, the juices from those things, and then use that to ferment to make like so this kind of wine called temed. So that would be forbidden again because you're benefiting directly from the fruit and its parts. Same goes for klipe rimon v'hanechelo. If you're talking about not a grapevine, but now we're talking about a pomegranate. So pomegranates, of course, the fruit itself in its first 3 years is forbidden, but we add to the list the extensions of the fruit, which include the klipa, that's the rind around the pomegranate, which you can't eat, but you could use as a dye and stuff like that. It's forbidden to get benefit and use the klipa, the rind of the pomegranate, because it's considered to be a shomer lepri. It's part of the plant that protects the fruit. And that extra S, the aleph taf, that word S pirio, whenever the psukim talk about S anything, that extra word S comes to add something. And here we're understanding that it adds the shomer of the pri, so that's why it's coming to add the klipa of the rimon, the rind of the pomegranate. V'hanechelo, and same goes with the pomegranate, has this, you know, everyone knows what a pomegranate looks like. It's called the calyx, technically, the part of the pomegranate that kind of buds out. The word nates means like spark, because it kind of looks like a little spark shooting out, so to speak, those little fibery hairs coming out of the pomegranate. Again, the point is, that's a shomer that protects the growth of the pomegranate fruit, and therefore the nates is also restricted in the first 3 years from one allowed to draw benefit from it. You couldn't use it to burn, to, you know, make kindling or something. Same goes for klipe agozim, the garinim. If you talk about the shells of nuts, again, not for eating, but since they are there to protect the nut, and the nut's the fruit, they're shomer lepri, and they're included in the restriction. And garinim, those are going to be any kind of pit of a fruit, like, say, like a date pit or something like that. Again, that's considered to be a subordinate part of the fruit itself, and therefore it's also forbidden to get benefit from those pits and feed them to your camels or whatever the story is, use them as kindling and so on. Those things are asurim ba'orla. They're forbidden the first 3 years. And also uva asherah, same goes, of course, if someone worshipped a tree, let's say a pomegranate tree, then the rind of the pomegranate, etc., on that tree, all that stuff is forbidden, as we said before. Uva nazir, back to the, if you're talking about the grape parts, so then a nazir who's sworn off grape products cannot get benefit from the grape seeds, the grape skins, as the pasuk says, the tem that you make from it, and so on. Umutarim baravai, however, when it comes to fourth year fruit, it's only the fruit itself, fruit proper. There's no extra ace to add something. And since these other parts of the, like the seeds and the shells and the rinds and the skins, etc., those are not the fruit proper, but leftover or secondary parts of it, they are not included in the revised restrictions, and one could consume or benefit those from those outside of Yerushalayim. V'hanovlos, as for novlos, so we've seen novlos once before back in Maseches Brachos, in the sixth parak, but here we're taught, I'll use the one definition the bartender brings, which is fruits that fall off the tree prematurely, they never ripen therefore, but doesn't matter. Hanovlos kulan asuros, they are forbidden across the board, meaning for nazir as well as for orla, etc., because the novlos are just fruits, they never ripened all the way before they fell off, so they're still considered fruits, and therefore they're forbidden in all instances including Ravai, Orla, and Nazir if it's grape, and Nesherah.